Moncrief on News Talk.
If you're contracted to do a certain amount of hours at work, do you always observe that if you can? Would you skip home early? According to a study, and you heard it mentioned there with Eamon on the news bulletin, a quarter of Irish people go home at 5 on the dot, which would imply that quite a lot of Irish people don't really like their job that much. News Talk's When Will This Drudgery End? Correspondent Henry McKean has been investigating. Afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. And it's a summer Monday, but it's still a Monday in the capital. It's a little bit overcast, bit of sun, bit of that. And for me, you're right. I heard the sound of a fork piercing a microwavable dish. You know, the seal and that kind of stabbing sound. And it's kind of soul destroying. That kind of office microwavable stabbing fork sound. I'm not sure if the listeners are aware of it.
Oh, yeah, I think everyone knows that sound and how sad that is.
It is. It's just awful. But we are where we are. People are addicted to microwavable dinners. But yeah, this survey out today, a quarter of Irish professionals, they stick to those core office hours, meaning they leave the office straight away, which to me, I'm really surprised that that many of them still do it. I'm kind of the opposite of the study. I thought everyone these days had to stay late and work late, but that's not the case. Some people just get in and they get out, get the job done. So I suppose today we're asking, do you like your job? Do you take it seriously? Is it a complete waste of time? Do you get a lunch break? I know we're all supposed to get a lunch break under European law, but not everyone does. And does your job define you? Is it all about you? Should it be something you enjoy? And on that, do you leave exactly at 5 o'clock? Here is Laura Smith from Top Tier Recruitment and Possible Recruitment.
Turns out only about a quarter of Irish people stick to regular office hours. Most are either starting early or working late, mainly because their workload demands it. Two-thirds say their jobs are pretty demanding, and many are just trying to keep up or hit deadlines. Why is this? Employers are juggling skill shortages by redistributing work instead of hiring more people. So a lot of pressure falls on employees who are already stretched thin. The worry is that overworking is becoming normal, which can burn people out and actually hurt productivity. Also, there's this idea that a lot of what people do at work is just looking busy, not really meaningful or value-driven. That's a sign that some workplaces need to rethink how they measure success, not by hours logged, but by real results. What's my take on it then? Companies need to fix how they plan and train their teams and support flexibility and well-being. I always tell candidates to focus on jobs and projects where they can make an impact, not just hustle for hours. The bottom line is that productivity and satisfaction come from valuing your time and skills, not just grinding longer. If that sounds right to you, you're already ahead of the game.
That was Laura Smith there from Top Tier Recruitment. Maybe putting a kind of an optimistic spin on things.
Yeah, really? I just want to say possible coaching as well. But yeah, she was putting a positive spin. And that's the thing. You've got to remain positive, whatever you do, whatever job you have.
Do you?
I think so, because otherwise you'll just become a misery guts and it will eat you up inside.
Well, that's true, but you can reach a point where it's denying reality. If you're working in a call centre, trying to convince people black is white or just listening to people give out. Yeah. And a lot of the time they're not even giving out about the thing, whatever it is you're selling, they're just giving out in general because they're unhappy. How can you convince yourself that, oh, this is worthwhile, meaningful work?
Be honest. You know? I mean, I remember when I worked for this phone company and the phone lines went down. They had a massive, whatever you call it, outage. And people who could get through were complaining. And I said, yes, we've had a massive outage. And they were spying on my calls. Sorry, let me just, not spying, it was training.
Yeah.
And they took me.
For training purposes.
And they took me aside and said, don't tell them the truth. Don't tell them that we've had an outage. Actually made me feel good to actually bring them the news that we were in a desperate situation and they had no hope of ever making that phone call.
Yeah, but your employers wanted you to lie. Your employers
wanted me to tell a white lie.
There's very fine lines there. Just something that's devoid of the entire truth. But did you ever feel when you worked in that people's calls were valuable to you?
No, I didn't. I felt they were a nuisance to me, but I was being paid, so I had to take the call.
Oh, no, absolutely. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Imagine if I actually said they're your call.
It's your call isn't. Yes, it's just annoying.
So now we've set up this AI bot, which will deal with your complaint. But yeah, I mean, and lots of people, their job does define them, including this man.
Do you like your job?
Yes.
And what do you do for a living?
I chant the holy names of God.
So you do this every day, all day?
Every day, as much as I can. My body's aging. I'm 65. So I do it as much as I can, which can mount up to 5, 6, 7 hours a day.
So it's like a working day for you?
It's a working day, definitely.
So what time do you start at?
What time did you start this morning? I started at 9 o'clock this morning.
And you bang the bongos?
I bang and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So bang that.
Yeah, and does your job define you? I mean, is it you? Is it everything about you?
Yeah, it's uncovering the real me. The real me is the soul. The soul is present in the body, and it's spiritual. It's 1/10,000th the size of the tip of a hair. It is physical dimension. That's just an approximation of the size of the soul. In one sense, it hasn't got a... It's not physical. But the scriptures say it's 1/10,000th the size of the tip of a hair. Very powerful. And it powers the body. When the soul leaves the body, that's called death. And death is basically means change. It's a change of body. And death doesn't mean the end.
Death doesn't mean the end. And can you make a living out of this? Can you get by? You're not doing it for the money, I'm guessing.
I'm not doing it for the money. Definitely not doing it for the money. I'm not doing it for the money. And whatever people give me... I distribute books on spiritual knowledge by Srila Prabhupada, the founder of the Hare Krishna movement. I have small books about reincarnation and the soul. I have books about chanting the holy names.
And you get by?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm here. So, you know, I've survived this long, you know. But, yeah, so... And I go... Ireland's very nice. It's next year, it would be very good for me because I retire. Then I get free travel throughout Ireland. Because I can get Irish citizenship, so that's very good for me. So I can travel all over chanting, all over Ireland chanting, and also I've done England and in India as well.
And what's your name?
My name's Anantani Tai. That's my spiritual name, Anantani Tai. Very nice. Hare Krishna.
Okay, that guy likes his job, but I suppose it's not really a job. That's more like being a priest. That's more a vocation type thing than a job.
And I think they're really the best jobs. I mean, perhaps not. Being
he must
say, priest, but if you love it.
His hands must get really sore if he's banging that drum for.
He looked like he was in
7 or 8 hours a day.
He looked like he was in great spirits. His hands were perfect.
You see, you'd wonder would you get a bit bored if we're just chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare.
Well, I think
it's kind of like
I think
a bit
it's
of
a
variation
form of meditation, and I think it calms him and it keeps him going.
I suppose.
And the thing is, I mean, you know, he was the happiest person I saw all day, to be honest.
Okay.
Happier than you, Sean.
Yeah. One person says, funny, my recruitment company never pitched me being a Hare Krishna. Life could have been so much different. That could have been the job for me. I don't know if that would be a traditional...
Still time.
Recruitment company kind of pitch. Anyone working past or before their salaried contracted hours, says this texter, and working through lunch is basically volunteering. Be better to volunteer at a homeless shelter or other charity. Paul says, let's be honest, almost nobody loves their job. Maybe you and Henry and possibly Shane Coleman. But that's about
Shane?
What about Kira Kelly? Does she hate her job? Yeah. Pat Kenny hates his job? Andrea hates her job?
Well, Shane does love his job.
No pay, no stay. Life's too short. Get busy living or get busy dying. Says Noel from Dublin.
It's true. I remember there was
a lot of negativity there towards jobs.
Like there was that Australian nurse, and she was her job was to work in a an end of life centre. Sorry, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yes,
God,
yeah,
not
of course,
like that. That sounds so cruel.
Yeah.
And all those people who were basically passing on said they wish they had spent less time working and more time with their family.
Absolutely.
It's true. And remember, if you do work in an office or a factory, your boss probably won't thank you. And we need to be more like the Gen Zs and leave the office at 1 minute to 5.
You see,
and they're not wrong.
Yeah, they will thank you, but they won't mean it.
Well,
you know, that's
that.
The thing. Oh, no, we really appreciate what you're doing, but we're not going to give you a rise or you know, anything like that.
My door is always open.
My door is always open, but I have to go to a meeting now behind this closed door. Did you meet anyone who didn't like their job today, Henry?
I did, and they didn't want to come on the show. I got to meet some lads with chemicals. They were cleaning up after the All-Ireland, from the council, I should say.
Okay, right.
They, you know, not just the All-Ireland, you could just say the weekend, let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
And one of them had the scraper to try and get the dirt off, and another had this kind of rucksack full of chemicals. And I said, you know, do you like your work? And they said, not really. Do you want to have a chat on the radio? Not really, no. So there are people out there that don't like their jobs. There's lots of them.
Cleaning up other people's mess after the weekend.
Yeah,
how dispiriting is that?
Well, some people love cleaning. Some people enjoy the satisfaction or getting that big hose out and just getting rid of all the filth. So some people actually do like it, but these lads didn't. But I did meet people who do like their jobs.
Do you like your job?
Yes, I love my job.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher. I'm a Spanish teacher.
And you love it?
I do.
And do you take it seriously?
Of course I do.
And do you get a lunch break?
Yes, I do. Maybe 45 minutes or longer.
And should your job be something that you enjoy, or is it just about making money?
I think it's both. It's important to make money, because if you just enjoy it and don't make any money, then how do you survive? But then if you just make money and don't enjoy it, then it becomes, I don't know, a routine that you don't really want to deal with every day. So it's nice to have both.
And can you switch off afterwards? I mean, being a teacher, when you go home, is that it? Or do you bring work home with
you? No, I grade essays, check orals. It's never off until it's summer.
So research has found that only 25% of professionals now say they adhere to the core hours at work. Instead, a third, 37%, are starting early or finishing late every day. Is that you?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I work pretty much 24/7.
You're always on?
Pretty much, yeah.
I love it. I'm a tour guide.
And you love it? You love
being a tour guide? Yeah.
How long have you been a tour guide for?
25 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
And what's your name?
Kay Flanagan.
So if you want to go on a tour guide, go with Kay Flanagan. And, you know, the fact that you have a little bit of freedom, I mean, it's also quite a seasonal job.
Yes, it is seasonal.
Do you get the winters off? How does it work?
The winter's off.
And does your job define you? Are you Kay Flanagan, the tour guide?
Yes, I am, because I'll tell you why. I love history. I love Dublin. I love talking, so it's ideal.
So tell me about your tour.
I'm just finished. I've been around the city and St. Patrick's Cathedral, gave them a tour, and they're all Americans.
And they're happy?
They're happy, I hope they are anyway. They're going to Glendalough in the afternoon.
And can you log out now? Can you clock off, or are you working all day?
Oh no, I'm finished now. I only do one tour a day. It's
just
enough.
One tour, and then you're done?
Yeah.
So that's a lovely workload, isn't it? It's not too much.
Yes.
Can you completely, you know, switch off now? That's
it. Yes, I can.
There you go. Okay, Flanagan, after a hard day of tour guiding. Why do these surveys always only cover office workers? Says one texter, try knocking off early on a building site when a couple of lorry loads of concrete turn up at 4 p.m. Fair point. Someone else says, maybe you should view your job as a vocation, Sean. If you're going to do it for so many hours every day, it should matter to you. Well, I don't know. I worked in a call centre. I hated every microsecond of it. I learned that I was being made redundant from a hospital bed. I was delighted. Crikey. I'm sure there's a story there. I work the hours I'm contracted for, says another texter. Enjoy my work, but the company gives me nothing for free. So why would I give them my time for free? Someone else says, I work 8 to 4 as I have clients on the continent. I leave on the dot of 4 p.m. as I have to pick up my young child. My boss has stressed to me several times in which it grates on him how I do this. I must point out at this point that I'm male. I asked my colleague, who is a single mother and works 9 to 5, if she ever works past 5. She said no, that she always leaves on the dot of 5 because she's to pick her children up. I asked if her boss ever brought that up with her. He hasn't. Obviously, a man shouldn't be involved in his children's life. It's sad that attitude still exists, but it absolutely does. I don't think it would be so hard to find a job we liked if we weren't so obsessed with accumulating money, says this person. The money jobs often pay so high because they're horrible and people don't want to do them for any other reason, says that texter. So the thing is, though, if people, like, you'll find people going, oh, I love my job, oh, I love my job, then they retire and then they're delighted. which would imply that perhaps they didn't love their job that much.
Well, people don't want to admit that they don't like their job. And this was a survey was by Robert Walters, a recruitment company, which shows you that people don't love their job because they're switching jobs and they're going to recruitment companies to do that. So, not everyone loves their job. And fascinating what that listener said about being a male and childcare. And like that, since COVID, people can work from home. And there is a bit more understanding. All types of jobs, maybe not builders do have it tough, they really do, but I did have a chat with a guy called Terry who got to retire in his 30s.
I worked around the corner of the telephone exchange.
You worked in the telephone exchange?
Yeah, I took a very early retirement scheme almost 40 years ago.
You got to retire 40 years ago?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
How old were you when you retired?
I must have been in my late 30s.
So you've enjoyed being retired since?
Yeah, very much so.
And what do you get up to?
I do all kinds of things.
You enjoy life?
I enjoy life, yeah.
And when you did work in the telephone exchange, did you get a lunch break? Was it heavily unionised?
Well, we were night workers. It was very heavily unionised, thankfully.
So you did the nights?
Yeah, we did nights, yeah. Fabulous, eccentric people. And it's got a whole world of its own, night workers.
And night workers do, I mean...
Night workers, taxi men, police guards, nurses, emergency people, they're all out at night time. All night.
And it's a totally different world, isn't it?
It is a different world. It used to, when I'd be cycling home to Ranelagh from the telephone exchange in Exchequer Street, after 12 o'clock, there wouldn't be a soul out.
Not a soul?
Not a soul. People don't realise how... I mean, there was 20% unemployment. The tax was crippling. Nobody really knows how prosperous Ireland is compared to then. And even the older people will tell you what they... You know, what it was like, you know, in the 20s and 30s. But I talked about the 70s and 80s.
And there was nothing going on after midnight?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. There was nothing open. Maybe a straggler here and there.
And at the telephone exchange, did you actually put wires in and out of machines to connect calls? What happened?
That's what we did, yeah. We put out what we call lamps. A lamp would call up and you'd plug in, you know. There was an awful lot of us. I think at one time there was about 1,500 day telephonists who were women. And... then we were men, were night telephonists. But then new equalities came in the 90s, and women were allowed to become night telephonists. But I don't, and then men were allowed then to become day telephonists as well.
There you go. There's a man who managed to retire in his late 30s, though he didn't quite divulge how he actually managed to do that. Jack, who's in Mullingar, says, would it be acceptable to walk out of the office with 30 to 70 grand's worth of equipment every day without paying? Don't think so. Don't know why the bosses think it's perfectly fine to expect employees to do unpaid overtime. Another texter says, people who tell you your job is a vocation are people who are happy enough to let you work for nothing. Bit of a theme in a lot of the comments here. Though someone says, my job is important to me. I'm a primary school teacher in special education, working with children with educational difficulties. I'll begin my 40th year in my profession in September. I seldom leave exactly when the children leave school. I arrive about 10 to 20 minutes early. I bring home preparation work and paperwork. I love my job and try hard to do my best for children every day. My lunch breaks are often spent supervising in the school playground. It's a short day, but very intensive. And inspectors expect huge levels of written plans, etc., which have to be done in your own time. And you can see how that's obviously, for a very obvious reason, very important work. John says, on that Hare Krishna fella, you don't pass over to anywhere. Work as few hours as you can and retire as early as possible. Daniel says, I love my job, but after 10 hours, I'm out the door. 10 hours? Wow. Our boss, this person has put boss in inverted commas, has pointed out that anyone who did not want to be here, there's a big open gate outside. He forgets that his family name is over the door, not ours. And we do the Euro Millions for a reason. Indeed, many people do the Eurovillians for many reasons. All right. So I suppose the thing is, not all jobs can be fun. Not all jobs can be convivial. Some jobs are just boring.
They are. And like, I got to meet a guard and she wouldn't chat on the air, but she loves her job. But she's retiring. She's done the 30 years and she's retiring really, really soon and she can't wait. So like that, some people do love what they do, but and they still want to retire. But yeah, there are lots of jobs out there that are very, very boring. I've got lots of friends who are accountants and they've done really well out of it. And others would say it's the best job ever. Personally, I think it's quite boring. Here is an accountant and there's random coughing by a student in this clip.
I really like solving problems, so I'm really enjoying looking into things, digging in and understanding what's going on.
You've got to look at a lot of numbers, find out where the cash is heading.
Yeah.
Or hide the cash.
Hopefully not hide the cash, but yeah.
So you enjoy it, you like it?
Yeah, I do, I really enjoy it.
And there's good money in it too. You never meet a poor accountant. Or maybe you're the exception.
There's probably firms I could work out that would pay more, but... No, it's I've got a really good life balance where I'm at.
And do you get to go home at 5? Can you switch off?
Oh, I do. I do get to go home at 5.
Really?
I work in the corporate sector so rather than, like, big banks, so it's...
So you can just go home at 5?
Yep, go home
at 5. You don't have to stay ages?
Nope, all good. The work-life balance is brilliant, actually.
You know, will you retire? Will you be able to get to retire at 65 with a massive pension?
So I'm obviously not from here, but it's slightly different at home, but...
And does your job define you?
No, doesn't.
It doesn't. What doesn't. Does define you?
That's a very good question, I have no idea.
So you're not the type of person that just shows up, goes home, and thinks their job is a waste of time? You think you're making a difference?
Oh no, I enjoy it. I do think I'm making a difference. I work for a good company with a good cause, so I'm contributing.
Okay, she enjoys her job and no doubt the paramedic who will eventually treat that poor young student enjoys their job as well. Henry, thanks a million as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.